We're at the end of the school week, and we're approaching the end of the month. But already back at the beginning of October, one of our chapel speakers brought up the subject of Christmas. So I think I'll talk about that today. I'm reading from the second chapter of Luke's Gospel, the opening verses. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Is there anyone here who has not heard those words? And you all probably know something about Gaius Octavius, Imperator Caesar Divi Iuli Filius Augustus, and Publius Sulpicius Quirinius. Well, you can look him up. It's a matter of history. And if you didn't know anything about Caesar Augustus, the facts about him would still be true, whether you knew it or not. It does not depend on how you feel about it or how you feel about him. At a certain time in history, the Emperor Augustus issued a decree that a sort of doomsday book of the Roman Empire be created, no doubt to help in the tapping of the resources of the empire. At a certain time in history, Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem because of that decree. At a certain time in history, Jesus was born. That's why Christmas was so special to Martin Luther and the other reformers. The celebration of Jesus' birth was the celebration of an event that took place at a certain time in history. Whether the people in Rome or Jerusalem or Bethlehem knew about it or not, you can look it up. The world may say, "Nah, I don't think I'll bother looking it up." And that would not change the facts of the matter. In the medieval church, people were taught to look within themselves. Does that sound familiar today? They were taught to look within themselves for the wherewithal to gain peace with the Creator and Preserver of life. For they were taught that salvation was created by God's work in their own lives. He would infuse them with a special grace that would enable them by faith, grace and faith, to merit eternal life. So they could say they were saved by grace, they were saved by faith, because that was how God worked in their lives. Now it is true that God does work in our hearts and in our lives, in the life of every believer. But there is not one of us here today in whom God has completed His work of sanctification. If my salvation were created by God's work in my life, I would have to say my salvation is not yet completed, because God is not finished with me yet. And every time I examine myself, I find an unworthy, self-centered sinner, a rebellious, narcissistic worm before God. That's what Luther saw in himself. And it drove him to the point of despair. No wonder he was so full of joy that the birth of Jesus did not have to happen in our lives. It did not happen in us. Not even in our lifetimes. It's a matter of history outside of us. Neither did the payment for our sins or the declaration of our justification to eternal life come about through God's work in us. God was in Christ, outside of us, reconciling the world to Himself. So while God's work in us goes on, Jesus' perfect life in our place is done. His payment for our sins is finished, complete. His resurrection assures us of that. That's why Luther and the other reformers loved to celebrate Christmas, the birth of the Savior. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. It did not matter what sorrows, what hardship, what struggle, what trial entered their own life. It could not touch the eternal life that was anchored in Christ outside of themselves. Of the hymns written by Luther, which were included in the Lutheran hymnal, over 20% of them are Christmas hymns. And they speak of the joy that is ours because of the Savior who came into human history and rescued us by His life and death before we were born. All praise to Thee, eternal God, who clothed in garb of flesh and blood dost take a manger for Thy throne, while world on worlds are Thine alone. To You this night is born a child of Mary, chosen virgin mild. This little child of lowly birth shall be the joy of all the earth. At Bethlehem, in David's town, as Micah did of old make known, 'tis Jesus Christ, Your Lord and King, who doth to all salvation bring. Now praise we Christ, the Holy One, the Blessed Virgin's, Mary's Son. Far as the glorious sun doth shine, e'en to the world's remote confine. And Luther's most famous hymn, though not a Christmas hymn, recognizes the weakness that is in us and the victorious strength outside of us in Christ. Hymn 262, stanza 2.